Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Hi, Julian. This is Ted Snyder. I was just calling to get some basic information on what kind of funding you guys offer.
Okay, cool. Let me pull up the file here. Do you have the 16-digit code in front of you from the letter we sent you?
Yes, I do.
Can you read it to me?
It's 2511.
Uh-huh.
4201-0018.
Mm-hmm.
9915.
9915, okay. Just a moment here. You said your name is Ted?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Ted. Is this Tag Operating Co.?
Yes.
Okay. Just confirm some of the information I have here. What's the best number to reach you at, Ted, in case we get disconnected?
713-789-5538.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 713-789-5538?
Right.
Okay. Let's see, is your current location 7447 Harwin Drive, Houston, 77036? Is that all correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, what's the new address?
2010 North Loop West.
Okay, 2010 North Loop West.
Yes, Suite 103.
Uh-huh.
It's Houston, 77018.
77018. Okay. Let's see. What about you guys have a website? I don't have one on file for you guys.
No, it's under construction.
No website. Okay, no problem. What about an email address for you, Ted?
Would be ted@tagoperating.com.
ted@tagoperating.com. Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Are you guys S-Corp, LLC?
C-Corp.
C-Corp, okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
28 years, I think.
28 years, very good. Okay, cool. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'd kind of be happy to lead you in that direction, answer any questions you have.
Well, I was looking to get either a working capital loan or a line of credit.
Okay.
On the order of $30,000.
Okay.
For the purpose of working over a property that we have.
Okay, is it like a renovation project or something, or?
Well, not exactly. It's kind of a maintenance project.
Okay. Maintenance project. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you guys do exactly?
Sure. We manage oil and gas properties.
Okay.
We own a couple of oil fields, and we manage the production from the fields.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so you're looking for around $30,000, and that's for a specific project.
Right.
Do you have like a timeline on that? Is there a date that you need it by?
Not a hard date. I'm looking to get it here, you know, without excessive delay. Week or 10 days on there.
Okay, week or 10 days, and how long is this project gonna last you?
Well, the project itself, the project won't take long. It'll take several days to do the project, to do the work over on the well.
Mm-hmm.
But then the benefits of that will endure for quite some time.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And then, like I said, I'll give
her
another call.
So the basically pays dividends for a period of time, right? So kind of like an investment, right?
It's an investment, yeah.
Okay. What kind of return on investment
do you offer on loans?
Depends. If you're just looking for working capital, typically it's going to be short term. We'll try to align it specifically to like a project that you have. So if this project's going to be paying you over the next year or so, we will try to align that project. We'll try to line the loan for a year as well. Is there like a...
We have amortizations that are longer than a year.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Right.
Typically, goes up to 3 years. Most customers will do anywhere from, I would say, 9 months to like 18 months or something like that. And then we have some customers that only need it for 3 months, so it really, really just depends. Did you have kind of like a term that you were looking to aim for? Or?
I'm looking for a longer term.
Like how long exactly?
18 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's doable.
And what sort of interest rates or fees do you offer?
Yeah. Have you done working capital before?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're somewhat familiar. Who did you work with before? Do you remember?
Well, just tell me what sort of deals do you offer? What kind of interest rates do you offer? I've got like a line of credit with Compass Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good line, but I don't want to exhaust that, so I was looking for some other ways to go with it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So my job is to get you approved for the best rate available to you. I don't know what your rate's going to be yet. There's a wide variety of programs. There's people with, great credit and a low risk business, and there's people in higher risk industries, that might be a startup. So they're going to pay a lot different rate than somebody who's been in business for a long time. You know what I mean? So I can kind of give you some examples though. I have a customer in the construction industry. I just funded him about a week ago. He borrowed $100K. He's paying back $105K over 6 months. So there's no APR attached to it. It's a fixed cost loan. So when you look at it, it's not like a line of credit where you're paying compounding interest every month. Everything is fixed. So you see exactly what you're borrowing. You see exactly what you're paying back. So it makes it a little bit easier. But
that's like an effectively a 20% interest rate.
No, that would be effectively 10%. So 105 paying back from 100 grand principal over 6 months. So effectively that'd be about 10%.
Well, but you're paying on a declining balance, so you only have half the use of that money. To do an actual APR calculation on that would double the interest rate.
So yeah, I don't know. If you can look at it that way, but
you're paying $5,000, but you don't have use of $100,000 for 6 months because you're paying back the $100,000 during the course of that 6 months. So you take the average, assuming it's an even, monthly amortization or whatever time period it is, you would only have the average of that balance would be $50,000. So it's $5,000 over $50,000 times two.
Yeah, so it kind of just depends what you're looking to do. But what we would do is present you with some terms once you get all the paperwork in, kind of see what you qualify for. If it's something that you like, you can take it. But like I said, every industry is different. Every business is different. Do you have... let's see, what does your credit score look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good. It's good. It's in the high 700s.
High 700s. Okay, great. Yeah, so you'd probably qualify for some of our top programs because you've been in business for a long time. You got great credit. What's your gross revenue like for your business? What did you guys do last year?
Well, the gross revenue, we're right now grossing about $25,000 a month.
Okay, and that's where you're kind of trending this year?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What we're doing right now.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so you said you have a line of credit through your bank, and you just don't want to exhaust that?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, what's your credit limit on that line that you have with your bank?
It's about $60,000.
Okay, and what's your balance right now on that?
Well, listen, I mean, you're asking a lot of questions that are kind of with context. I'm not sure what kind of financing it is that we could possibly do here under the ideal financing scenario. Do you have monthly amortization or is it one of these daily type amortizations?
Yeah, so we have a couple options. You can do daily, weekly, or monthly. A lot of people like daily, actually, believe it or not. Makes it a little bit more manageable. Kind of splits up into micropayments. If you don't like daily, we can aim for like a weekly or a monthly thing. So yeah, we definitely have some options. Did you do daily in the past and you didn't like it?
Don't like it.
So you prefer like something monthly, right? A little taking money less frequently out of your account?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't. Our cash flow is on a monthly cycle. It's not on a daily cycle.
Yeah, but, I got it.
What I'm looking for is a longer-term monthly deal. It's similar to what a bank would do. And I didn't know if you offered loan packages of that type. I'm not interested in a short-term working capital deal, which has a very high effective interest rate when you figure because it's short-term.
Yeah, no, you're looking for 18 months. We can do 18 months. And then you said you're looking for around $30K. I don't foresee that being a problem. And you prefer monthly payments, right?
What sort of documentation do you require?
Yeah, so it's a one-page credit application. We look at the last 6 months of your business bank statements. We do sort of a cash flow analysis, and that's what the loan's going to be based off of. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Have you already filed for your 2015 taxes?
They're late. I need to get that done.
Okay. Do you have 2014 then, I presume?
Sure.
Okay, we can work with 2014 as long as you have an extension. Have you gone to your bank already? Did you let them know your situation? Have they given you any feedback about this?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Do you kind of already know what they're going to tell you, or?
Well, I'm just trying to prepare for some possibilities.
For some, like, backup options, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay, so do you have like a plan B? Like, say, if we can't approve you for the term you want, and your bank can't approve you, do you have like a backup plan?
I have a few different ways to go. Yeah.
Okay, do you have like other lenders that you deal with, or?
We get you the money, they make the purchase.
Yeah, I've got some equity partners.
Okay, like private investors, kind of private equity, sort of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Everything's online.
Okay. But they want a percentage of everything, huh? So are you guys looking at any new equipment for this project as well, or you got all your equipment needs covered?
No, not looking for any equipment.
Okay. Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Typically, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time. Once you get the paperwork to me, we'll present you with with an approval option. Typically, we'll get you approved for the maximum amount available. So, sounds like you only need 30K. Could you use more than 30K if that's something that we can do for you, or you pretty much have that budget set?
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay, cool. So we'll typically try to get you the maximum amount available, and then with the longest term available, and then we can kind of work backwards from there. So if we get you approved for a lot more, and you don't need that much, you know, you can only take whatever you need. What kind of ROI do you see like on these projects? So if you invest 30K in your business for a project like this, how much do you expect to make on that?
It's a very good return on investment. It's probably over 100%.
Okay.
Over 100%. The payout, you realize a payout in 6 months probably, and then continues to yield benefits.
Okay. So you'll make 100% on it in 6 months, and then you'll continue to make dividends on that basically, right after that.
Well, yeah, I mean, those terms don't really apply on a project of this type, but that's really what it amounts to. By investing, this is a disposal well, which is necessary for the operation of the overall field.
Mm-hmm.
And the field will yield a profit that justifies an investment every bit of $30,000.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to send you this email with the application info. Do you have any specific questions or anything, any concerns, anything you have questions about, Ted?
Now, on the amortization, assuming you go with an 18-month term,
mm-hmm.
is that like debited from one of my accounts, or do I render a check to you, or how is that repayment generally structured?
Yeah, generally we'll set you off on automatic payments, so you don't have to like write a check every month. It just kind of does it automatically.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well, send me the application if you would please, and I'll look it over and see if that's something you pursue.
Okay, Ted. I'm going to send you the email right now. I'll probably follow up with you tomorrow. Do you want to jot down my phone number just in case you need to call me back? You can have my direct phone number. So you don't have to go through our like phone directory.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it's 858.
Mm-hmm.
779. Yes, sir. 0931.
0931. Okay.
Yeah, and my name's Julian. It's Julian.
Okay, Julian. Okay, very good.
All right, Ted. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Now, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.